would all come this way, to Mr. Sullivan, and the desk clerk, and the floor, and if you stand to the right of the aisle. Would you all come over this way, please, to the right of the aisle? You would all come this way. We're going to do this, the two rows. You stand to the right of the aisle.
Sir, may I ask you, may I want to come down on this in the right hand? Captain Tony, sir, may I ask you?
See that man, the young buck here, sir, sir.
Yeah.
Just step forward, see that man, the young buck here, with us.
That's an old man, my daughter.
Oh.
It's more of a war, best war than he cooks. Thank you. President of the United States takes pleasure in presenting the Distinguished Service Medal, Gold Star in lieu of Third Award, to General Leonard F. Chapman II of the United States Marine Corps for services set forth in the following citation. For exceptionally meritorious service to the government of the United States in duty of great responsibility as Commandant of the Marine Corps from February 1969 through December 1971. A splendid leader with enduring values and great patriotism, General Chapman, during 4 years as its commandant, led the Marine Corps through the height of the Vietnam conflict in the process of returning peacetime posture. With keen foresight and conviction, General Chapman forged a renewed corps, emphasizing readiness, quality, and professionalism. As a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Chapman, through his statesmanship and superb understanding of the factors which influenced the formulation of national policy, contributed substantially to the development of important policies during a period of vital and unusual significance to the United States. His wise advice, exceptional judgment, and clarity of vision have been acknowledged in the highest councils of our government. By his dedicated and distinguished service during more than 36 years of devoted duty, General Chapman has contributed greatly to the success of the United States and friendly forces engaged in the protection of citizens of free nations, thereby upholding and contributing to the highest traditions of the Marine Corps and the United States Naval Service. Signed, Richard Nixon.
Pride, and particularly so in that you've taken your time, Mr. President.